Welcome to G2G, Discipleship and Spiritual Development class. This will be lesson number 5, Praise and Worship. Before we get started, let us open in prayer, please. Father, we just thank you this evening. We bless you for this day. We thank you, Lord, for this opportunity to approach the throne. We thank you, Lord, for the desire to look into your word and to grow and to develop spiritually and to mature. We may be better witnesses of your truth and we will live a life that is reflective of your son, Jesus. We thank you this evening. We love you. We love your word and we love one another. In Jesus' name, amen. As we open up in praise and worship, I think it's actually two of the most important aspects of a Christian believer or developing our spiritual development in our walk with Christ. Praise and worship inflects upon one's personal or intimate relationship with Christ. We have such an exhausted aspect in your handout that you have in lesson 5. And Elder G has done such an excellent job to express and to give us a numerous amount of scripture and references that help so much. If taken advantage of, I think it'll help us tremendously to grow and to develop, to be and to mature, to be better witnesses for Christ. I like the aspect that he uses the foundational scripture in Psalm 150, and it's something that I always practice and exercise. Let everything that have breath praise the Lord, praise ye the Lord. And he uses and expresses that because praise and worship, he used the term praise and worship, which means it's conjunctive, mean they go together. At times we've heard that praise reflects what God has done and worship reflects who God is. I have a tendency to differ just a little, not because of what the aspect or the concept of it is that praise is what God does and worship is who he is, but what God does is who he is. So I make them both, I tie them both together. Not to try to separate one, only I praise God for what he does and I only worship for who he is, but what he does is who he is. Not being semantical, but that's how I see it in the scripture scene to reflect that. Well, I don't jump down to the paragraph right below the two passages that he given, actually three passages, Psalm 150 and then John 4:23 and 24, and Psalm 95, 1 through 6. I like this paragraph. I want to read it. I thought it expressed deeply what praise is and why praise and worship is necessary for the believer's life and the maturing of the believer. It says, our praise and worship to God is so much more than just the songs we sing or even the motion we go through in our worship services. It's a privilege. It's an experience. It's a lifestyle. There are specific expressions of praise and worship used to convey our adoration to God throughout the Bible. Praise from the English language perspective means the act of expressing approval, admiration, the state of being approved or admired, the offering of grateful homage in words or song as an act of worship to speak well of. However, when we observe from the original language of Scripture, we discover a more expressive, accurate understanding of what it means to praise and to worship the Lord. I read that because I thought that was in itself more in depth to express what praise and worship is in its concept and in its essence. And if we can take that in with what we have in our handout, I believe we'll definitely grow as we exercise faith to understand some of the text and expression that how he is given. Because of time, we won't go through some of the expression or the Hebrew expressions, what he have in number one of your handout, what is praise. But if you have your own, on your own time, go through it and read those names and those expressions that he's given. There's also another paragraph right below in number letter B where it said the Greek language. I want to jump down to that bottom paragraph on your handout. I want to read that as well. There are many different expressions of praise to God, but the overall desire should be the same, a heartfelt display of an inward conviction of our love for him. Praises to God will look different from the church to church and culture to culture. However, the beauty of it is all the praises belong to God. And I thought that was expressed perfectly for one's growth and one's experience in praise and worship, that the whole aspect or the whole practice or encounter of praise and worship has to be a heart desire, has to be something that I know that I'm building a relationship, because I can only praise and worship the object of my desire. So let's step up to the next one. That's Number two, what is worship? This is, to me, one of the most important. Like I said, I tie them hand in hand. I don't separate them. And I express again to reiterate that praise, we have said that praise is what God does. And we know God is worthy of what he does. And worship is who he is. But I believe they are synonymous because I say that praise and worship, that what God does is who he is. And it expresses in the scripture. For instance, he's called Yahweh. That term Yahweh in Hebrew actually means he's a covenant God. And we understand that from the covenant that he made with Adam, Noah, Abraham, and so on. And so in that expression, he broke the covenant with man to bring man into a relationship with him. So to know him as Yahweh, I have to understand that what he did is who he is. So I tie him hand to hand. Another instance, we use the term, we have used it expressively, Jehovah Rapha. It means the God that heals. So if I've never experienced healing from God, how can I know that God heals? So what he does is who he is. He's a God that heals. So praise and worship go synonymously. I praise him for his healing power that he healed me from, but his he being a healer is the same one. I worship him for who he is. So in that, let's go down to letter D in part two. What is worship? I like this, and he expressed it, and we're going to read D 1 through 5, and we're going to express those from what is worship. D says, the sacrificial surrender to God that takes place in the heart where the will of man is when the will bows. I like that. It dethrones self and enthrones God, submitting to his will. Number one of D, worship is an act of your will, spirit, man, desire, and emotion, which involves truth in the inward part, honesty, exposure, humbleness, nakedness, passion, at the times of brokenness. All those expressions give to me intimate or a fullness of the personhood of who we are to worship who God is. Number two, worship is the ability to look at God and bow oneself before his will. Worship requires a personal, intimate relationship with God. I don't worship anyone that I don't know or don't have a relationship with. That same way in the physical, we shouldn't worship each other, but it shows an aspect of worth. Worth-ship, worth-ship. So if you break it down in a syllable in that sense, it shows the worth of the one that's being worshiped. Worship, number three, worship requires a personal, intimate relationship with God. Number four, indeed, worship honors God for who he is, his excellency and perfection, while praise honor God for what he does, his almighty acts. And I brought that up because I'm not differing from that expression there, but it shows that how the two goes together, because what God does is who he is. Because we only know who God is from what he done for us. We don't understand our salvation if we don't understand that God gave Jesus. So what God done, according to John 3:16, God so loved the world that he gave. So that was an act of God. So we worship, we praise him for that. But because God, the word made flesh, is who he is, that's who we worship. Both from what he done is praise, and who he is what he gave us in Christ. So to worship God, to honor God for his excellent perfection, is who he is. To praise God for what he does is his only way that we as humans can really know. But we can't know God for who he is without knowing for what he done for us. And he brings us to that relationship of who he is through when we go into the next lesson, lesson six, which talks about the Holy Spirit. I just referenced that to know that's going to show us more excellent in who Christ is or who God is. Number five, the lifting of hands as an act of worship is a sign of surrendering one's will and willingness to yield to the will of God. I thought those number D was very, 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 very important of giving a full descriptive of what worship is and how worship, the person, myself or you, take in our positioning or our act of worshiping God in the part that we play in. I like E as well because this touches a lot of times the real agenda of most of us in our giving aspect. Giving is an act of worship. because just like I quoted John 3:16, that God so loved the world that he gave. So giving reflects more the nature of God than anything else. So giving is an act of worship, giving our time, talents, and treasures, as reading letter E, to God for the building of his kingdom, honors, and ascribe worth to him. I love the passages that Elder put placed there. Read them at your own time. And we also read this one that he's got right here. It's Matthew 2:11. And when they had come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary, his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasure, they presented gifts to him, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. So our giving reflects the heart of God more than I believe than anything else, because it's actually the very nature and essence of God, because God that we know in Christ gave. And when we're giving, we're acting more like God than anything else. Also, I'm going to read the paragraph under E, which I think gives an expressive insight to worship as well. And we will finish there due to the point it has so much more. No, I think I'm going to reflect also in letter E. Letter E in number 3. We'll read that and then we'll close in praise and worship. Okay, now we at E, number 2. Too often worship is associated with singing, in particular a slow song, or as another activity in our church service. Our worship to God should be through our daily commitment and devotion to him. As we strive to be more like Christ by loving and serving others, denying our flesh, sinful nature, and by honoring God, by honoring and glorifying God in our spirit, soul, and body. And he quotes, he used the passage 1 Corinthians 6:19-20. Let's go over to number 3 of your handout. Why should we praise and worship God? For time's sake, I'd like you to jump down to letter E, please. And we'll read from there. It says, worship draws us into an inner intimacy with God. Worship flows from a deep desire to love and to fellowship with him. Intimacy is found among those who share a covenant relationship, such as marriage. A true marriage is a deep, intimate binding of two souls, where more than a physical union occurs, but rather a union of one spirit, where thoughts, emotions, secrets are shared. God wants to have an intimate relationship with us. God invites us to commune with him and truly know him. The second paragraph in E, number 3. It is through this intimacy with God that we invite the Holy Spirit to speak to us, to convict us, and to comfort us. Through worship, we realign our priorities with God and acknowledge him as Lord of our lives. And the passages, please read those passages that he set there. Get them into your remembrance. And actually, I practice in my worship and praise and worship time. I use the scripture both to quote passages of praise and worship, and at the same time, adoration and worship and praise. It's a practice that I take on when I'm worshiping and praising outside of just having reading devotion and confessions of the word. I use the word just as elders set in place for us to use those aspects of when worship was expressed and demonstrated through the scriptures. And so that will close for the moment our lesson 5 in praise and worship. And also we have a review quiz in the end of the lesson, and at your own time, there's no right or wrong answer. Just take it from the handout, and you should be able to line it up accurately. Thank you. Let us close in prayer. Father, we thank you for this evening. We bless you. We love you. Thank you for the insight we've had through your word. Now take us as we grow spiritually, develop through these classes. Let us become not a light, an example of what we're taking in and learning through this time. In Jesus' name, amen.